People say that seeing is believing. Really? Take, for example, the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympic Games. It went beyond the pale for organizers to fake a song before a live audience of 91,000 inside the Bird's Nest National Stadium, with billions also watching at home.
Lin Mioke, a cute 9-year-old girl, sang Ode to the Motherland in an angelic voice. 2 days later, the Chinese media broke the news that Lin Mioke had lip-synced the song, which was in fact sung by a different girl who is not as cute in appearance. It is unthinkable that Chen Qigong, general music director of the opening ceremony, could let such a thing happen in the first place. Maybe the pressure was too strong to let him stick to his principles. The reason was for national interests, Chen said. The child on stage should be flawless in image, internal feeling, and expression, Chen added.
It is unacceptable, even immoral, to cheat an audience for whatever reason. The Olympics are about fair competition and sportsmanship. That's why the International Olympic Committee has been strictly enforcing its anti-doping program. Doping is defined as the use of a performance-enhancing substance by athletes in competition. By extension, the use of somebody else's voices other than one's own is also an act of performance-enhancing. It makes a travesty of the Olympic spirit.